Good evening and a very warm welcome to the Royal Albert Hall for a gala performance of some of the finest pieces of music from the last 200 years of classical composition. We are deeply honoured to have the London Symphony Orchestra playing for us this evening, and when I tell you they are to be conducted by Sir Crispin Gardner, you'll be left in no doubt as to just how special an evening this is going to be. Founded in 1904, the London Symphony is widely considered to be one of the finest orchestras in the world, and of course the presence of Sir Crispin at its helm will ensure the performances we are to be treated to this evening will be infused with a haunting, ethereal grace and an almost celestial fragility. Now, to begin this evening's programme, we have a bewitching, light-footed dance into the infinite, which manages to combine the delicacy of the mature classical style with all the grandeur and ceremony of the Vienna Regency. With four movements and scored for strings, oboes, bassoons, and French horns, it is in modified sonata form, with the order of the first and second subjects being reversed in the later recapitulation. Thunderous round of applause as Sir Crispin takes the stage there, and it looks as though we're just about ready to begin. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy Symphony No. 33 in B-flat major, a composition from 1779 by... Now then... Wolf... Jang... Mo's art. Goodness me, what kind of a name is that? This fellow's in a gang of wolves, is he? Or doing some art or something? Doing some art with a gang of wolves? Ridiculous. I remember when people had normal names. Ones you could actually say properly without sounding like you were eating an unripe gooseberry. Names like Ian Robertson, for example, or Clive Turner. Back then, if anyone had an unusual name that was difficult to pronounce, they did the decent thing and applied for it to be legally changed to something more manageable. Now, let's have a look at this list here and see what other abominations I'm going to have to contend with this evening. Oh dear, look at this one. Joe, Han, Seabass, Ian Batch. Sounds rather like the man from the supermarket, doesn't he? Morning, Ian. Let's have a nice Seabass and a loaf of bread and quick sharp about it. We have family round for Sunday lunch today and Marjorie's already been complaining about the blemishes on the cutlery. I tell you, that lady is starting to annoy me something chronic. Oh, goodness me. Here's another one. Frank. Shh. Who. Bert. Just call yourself Bert. You'll probably have more friends. More than none at all, anyway, which is what you've probably got with that name. And Bert, get me some shoes while you're down in the basement, will you? I got some new ones from Freeman, Hardy and Willis yesterday, and they've been an absolute nightmare since the minute I got the out of the box. Now, who's this? Anton de Hove Och Zerhack. Fair enough. Good luck getting married with that f***ing name. Unless, of course, she gets married to you and then de divorces you. She gets to the till in the supermarket and sees a f***ing mess on her new checkbook. Look at this one. Nye, Cola, I, Rhyme, sky. No. That is f***ing ridiculous. I'm not even attempting that one. Oh, he's f***ing called that. And before we go any further, I'll tell you this. Back when I was on the SCAF, we had an Armenian geezer called something Ivanovich. Day one, he comes up to me, goes, "Don't worry about all that mouthful, just call me Ivan." I won't get on board with that. He knew what a f***ing liberty his name was, and he got in first. Obviously, next day, he fell off a ladder, broke his neck, didn't he? So his name didn't matter much after that. So I remember, we were on a fairly tight schedule that day, so we didn't have time to get him to the hospital. We just sort of laid him down on a pile of sand and hoped he'd get better. Only thing is, he didn't, so we just buried him under one of the houses. We had a service, mind you. Did the decent thing, we didn't sling him in the ground. Everyone took their hard hats off and then he said a prayer. At least I think it was a prayer. He's one of these heavy metal fans, you know, so he might have just been saying some words in one of them songs, for all I know. Something about dragons or something, I don't know. Here's the next one. Ludwig von Beethoven. He's having his f***ing Sunday dinner and all, is he? Get your f***ing wig on, you shiny head. My mum's coming round in 5 minutes. I don't want to see an unmarried bald man. And Ludwig, get that beef in the oven sharpish. My age is getting hungry over here. He's already had all the f***ing peanuts. I can see him eyeing the trifle. I'm not having him eating trifle before he's had the f***ing beef, all right? So get a f***ing move on and put it in the f***ing oven, you sigh. Again with this. Fred Eric Chopin. Chopin? Who's doing the vegetables for this Sunday dinner is what I'd like to know. Stop f***ing about with that Ames Manu and get them f***ing carrots chopped. They don't even make Montegos no more. Uncle Ron is f***ing starving here. He's beginning to lose his temper to and if I'm being honest with you, so am I. So unless you want me through their horse brass wrapped round my f***ing Germans, you'll chop them f***ing carrots and get them on the boil, you mug. F*** me, last one. And Tony Vivaldi. Tony, hurry up with that f***ing blue nun, you f***ing. Your sister's got a right f***ing thirst on here. Vivaldi are drinking us out of house and home, the I just caught one of them going through the sideboard and now they're halfway through the f***ing holiday drinks. Your mother turns up today, we'll be bankrupt. It's the last time we have your family round here for Sunday dinner. Thieving hold up, here's another one. And there's me thinking Tony was the last of them. Jose Haydn. Yeah, I'll give him a f***ing Haydn if you don't cut that noise out. I want words for whatever f***ing had the idea to buy that kid a f***ing drum kit. And obviously by words, I mean I want to f***ing hit him till he stops f***ing moving. Don't he f***ing know I've got to be up at 5? Then he's in bed with his f***ing shingles again, so I've got to get down there early and open the f***ing sight up. What's he doing playing drums at 11:30 at night? Don't he sleep? Give him some Maxitram and a copy of Smuggler's Top. He'll be out in 5 minutes. Marvellous. Absolutely marvellous. Just wonderful. A deep bow there from Sir Crispin and every last member of the orchestra behind him as the final echoes of their magnificent performance resonate throughout the auditorium before moving heavenward to take up their places in the eternal vault of the sky. Join us at the same time next week when the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra will be performing selections from the music of Benjamin Britten and Edward Elgar. Good night.